Helen Shield with your afternoon, keeping you updated every day. ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania.
I want you to hold my hand, look left, look right, look left again. Is it all clear? Okay, let's walk. You know, if the theory is that children are never too young to learn to be safe on our roads, how do you get that message through to toddlers that it's as serious as it is? Story time comes into play as part of Road Safety Week. The Kingston Library has hosted a story time session to share the very serious message about being safe on the road. And ABC's Honor Marino has sat on the mat with 30 very excited toddlers this week to listen to an important story.
Welcome, welcome everyone. Now you're...
I'm Janet Thorpe and I'm manager of the Kingston Library down at Kingston, and the library has the most wonderful aspect. It looks straight out over the mountain and we're one of the busiest libraries in the state, so it's just an absolute dream job of mine to be manager here.
And what are we going to do today?
Well, today we have got a really good, exciting story time happening with in partnership with the RACT. They're going to read their book Yippee, which is all aimed at children learning road safety skills. And so it's a picture book, and it's about children who go to visit their nana and all the things that they have to be aware of, crossing the road, packing the car, and just generally reinforcing those things that children as young as six to be able to understand safety in the road.
Yep. And what's special about this book? Why is this so effective?
I think it's very basic, and if you look at the pages, it only has minimal print on it, but it's got really evocative drawings, and so the children can relate to those drawings. And because it is National Road Safety Awareness Week, we thought what a better time than to have something like this for our story time.
What's the secret to telling a really great story?
You have to really involve yourself in the story and play the part and put on the voices and really get into the pictures and connect with the children and have a passion for it. Some of my team are really, really good at that, and they just do it so well. We've set the scene for National Simultaneous Storytime, which is called the Family Tree. So two of the staff decided to have a backdrop, and one of them drew the concept and the other one put it onto these huge boards and painted it, and it's very much like the tree that's depicted on the story.
What's written on those leaves?
Well, the leaves are ones for the children and people who come into the library to attach their name or a message to the library saying what they appreciate about our library service.
A couple of people have written on some leaves already. Can you see from here? What do some of them say?
There's people have written their names. There's another one who says, "I love Kingston Library." And it's just wonderful. It's really nice to connect to the community like that.
Yippee!
We're all buckled in, safe as can be.
Ow.
So Billy's wearing his seatbelt. Dad and Mum are wearing their seatbelts, just like we talked about. Billy, Big Bear and Emily, so even his little sister, is wearing her seatbelt as well. Notice that Billy has a seatbelt that grows across his body from his shoulder to his hip.
No, I have a big
bear. Beautiful.
I have a big bear.
Very good.
I'm Felicity. This is my son Finn and Zach. I'm 4 and 2.
Is teaching road safety important to you for this age group?
Very important. I think it's great to have stories that help kids understand in simple language, and the props help with the traffic lights and the signs, because we love spotting all the signs on the road and understanding how they all work and what everything means. I've got a backseat driver in my 4-year-old.
Yeah. Does he listen?
He does. He tells me about putting the indicator on and going through the roundabouts, and we go to there's a traffic light park as well where they can scoot around, and they love learning about the red light and the green light. So yeah, we're pretty cautious with them around the road, make sure we're always holding hands and that they understand they need to stop. So yeah, I think it's just about keeping them close at this age.
I'm Christiane, and my son is Joaquin. He just turned 3.
Beautiful. Yes. What a beautiful age.
Yeah, it's awesome, yeah.
So have you been teaching Joaquin about road safety?
Yes, for sure, yeah, because he loves trucks, cars, everything is, I think, it's usual. But yeah, we have to always be, yeah, reminding him to stay just on the sidewalk, and when you're going to cross, we hold hands and look both ways, yeah, yeah, both sides.
And does he listen?
Yeah, he's pretty good. Yeah, he's never run onto the road so far. So, yeah, and he goes and then he turns his head and, yeah.
Hi, I'm Jackie and I'm a Library Services Officer here at Kingston Library.
And what are you holding here, Jackie?
I have one of our many soft teddy bears that comes and joins us for our story time. They don't come out as often as we'd like because of COVID, but it's nice to bring them out and partake.
Can you describe this one for me, please?
So this is a lovely, big, soft, green Triceratops. She joins in all the songs. She creates a bit of fun. She joins in with the stories, and it's just nice to have something soft and cuddly at story time.
Yeah.
Why is it rewarding for you to be part of these storytelling times?
Oh, I just love children's literature, and I love reading to children and seeing the joy that they get from all these stories. And I think it's really important that if children see the joy in reading, then it fosters the lifelong love of reading.
And why this particular book?
Oh, I think road safety is really important for little kids because they're out and about in it every day, and for them it gives them a really good chance to see that it's in a story, gives them a chance to talk about it with their parents and people around them, and it's just a great way of learning about road safety without it being dry and boring.
Yep, then she did such a beautiful job.
Oh, she was lovely. It's nice having someone come in to read for us.
Yeah. That's right, you can sit back and relax and
that's it,
listen to the story.
That's it, yes.
ABC's Honor Marino at Kingston Library with 30 excitable toddlers for Road Safety Week. May their generation never have to deal with a road toll like the one Tasmania's had in the first half of 2022.